Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is day two of the murder trial of a man accused of shooting and killing his girlfriend in West Conshohocken after she broke up with him. Today, jurors saw and heard video of the shooting from her doorbell camera. More now from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
In the doorbell video, 25-year-old Alyssa Weist is seen running out of the front door of her West Conshohocken home, screaming. Her boyfriend, 27-year-old Michael Dukowicz, is chasing her. The two run off camera, then the sound of two gunshots, a pause, then a third. Dutkowitz runs back into view of the camera, gets in his truck, and drives off. Medical examiner Ian Hood testified Weist was shot four times in the back. One of those shots, Hood says, went through her spine, immediately paralyzing her before it tore through her heart, killing her within seconds. Hood says Weist was shot in the head after she fell to the ground, but he says it was a graze wound. Dutkowitz drove to his family's home in North Wildwood and hid the gun, later recovered with cooperation from him and his parents. While prosecutors say it's premeditated first degree murder, Dukowicz's lawyer says his client was blindsided by the breakup and a combination of emotion, alcohol, and a gun made for a toxic situation. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.